found it amusing, just because it goes to sometimes what I look at does, you know, maybe a little journalism lesson is necessary. So I got two versions of the same story here. Did you hear about this serious incident, apparently, where actress Denise Richards and her husband apparently were unharmed after getting shot at in a road rage incident in Los Angeles?
No.
It's like, wow.
I had not heard that.
No, it's like, yeah. And that's the headline I saw. Denise Richards, husband Aaron Phipers, I guess his name is Phipers, P-H-Y-P-E-R-S, unharmed after getting shot at an L.A. road rage incident. Like, whoa. Boy, so I don't know. What was this? Were they targeted for some reason because of something that, you know, for her, for him, I don't know. Was this random? I got a minute here. I'll just click and see. So in the story I have here, Charles Trapani from USA Today. Denise Richards and her husband Aaron Phipers are unharmed after getting shot at in their truck in a road rage incident in Los Angeles Monday. A representative for Richards confirmed the incident in an email to USA Today Tuesday. The rest of the article, which goes on for another, as I printed it out, page and a half, is nothing more than a recap of how the two met, how they had wedding, her previous actress experience, and revealing that in 2019 she had a previous health issue about an enlarged thyroid she discovered when fans of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills saw her on TV and pointed it out, and she's okay with that. That's it. So the first two lines have to deal with the road rage incident, and the rest has to do with nothing about it.
Right.
And I'm like, so I go back to my original thought. What happened? Why did it happen?
Yeah.
Is anybody else hurt? Have they determined who, is there a suspect arrest or anything like that? So I found another update of a person writing the same story, which actually talks about how apparently Richards was heading into the studio, was in a pickup with her husband, had slowed while looking for street parking, a passing motorist opened fire, no one was injured, and so on and so forth. So here I've got the details I'm looking for. I'm just like, how do you...
I think clickbait is what...
Yeah, it could be. I could have been trapped by that.
Were they released at the same time? It was on one a little later than the other? Maybe the other had a bit more info to go off of? I don't know.
Well, okay, no, that's good. And this, by the way, was an NBCNews.com story I saw.
Yeah.
There was a couple of other stories. I just happened to go on this one and I saw it. That's an interesting question.
I don't know.
Still, if that's the case. If that's the case, and that could very well be, sometimes you get that, you know, early instance. If that would have been the story itself,
right,
and they would have said, here's all we know at this time, more to come, I'd have been happy with that. Don't give me one line on the shooting and then another three or four paragraphs. It's like it's nothing to do with the story. After the headline, I mean, getting shot at.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, for me, maybe it's just me, ladies and gentlemen, I just think a little lesson in some journalism here is necessary.
I would think so.
Thinking, you know what's morbid about this is it's almost as if they had all that. Well, they do. They have all that background, right? They've got all that background.
Before.
Yeah, so maybe they just said, oh, let's throw it in there.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's the case, I'd have headlined it with some background, and the subheadline would have been, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she got shot
at. She got shot at, but she's okay. I don't know.
My thought is, you said she slowed down to looking for a street and somebody shot at her. That's pretty amazing in itself.
Yeah, what is she doing parking on the street? Wouldn't she, as an actress and going to a studio, have some kind of parking in a more secure area?
I don't know. She's not Meryl Streep. So,
well, who is? So, yeah. And granted, this is not the most important thing, but in a more serious nature, we've actually talked about this sometimes when we get into more deeper, what I would say would be important stories, yeah, where we've had cases of stories which just leave out the basics of the who, what, when, why, where, and why. It's just, and how. It's like
the basics of journalism school.
Yeah, the 5 W's and the H.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
whoever that was, the reporter on that story, slept through that portion of journalism school.
Either that or he was wide awake for, as you said, the clickbait version.
Yeah.
Clickbait version.
Here's what you do to get people to read your story. Give them something to click on, and then, yeah, what, you know, the rest of it means nothing. Anyway.
Or some people only care about the background of the celebrity. They don't care that, you know, some other bystanders may have been shot.
You know, in that case, you know, there's a lot of truth in that, unfortunately.
There is.